אוי לחיים טובים ולשלום.
Yeah. Yeah.
oy venis kechvanu oy venia
Yeah. We'll say. We're gonna continue to sing. It's important to understand. The singing in the Shira is part of the avoda of the night. And the more we do it together, the more powerful it is. Sometimes, you know, we come places and there's music, and kind of like the music is the background entertainment. That's not tonight. Lei Chazal tell us, Iker Shira Bepeh. There was a halacha that in the Beis HaMikdash, if you offered up a karban without Shira, the karban was invalid. So the Gemara says, Sunu, is it Iker Shira Bekli or Iker Shira Bepeh? Is the primary form of Shira, is it with an instrument or is it with the mouth? The Gemara Paskins, the Raman Paskins, halacha l'maisa, Iker Shira Bepeh. There is nothing holier and there is nothing stronger in this world than when a Jew sings. And it's important for us to understand, even to a certain degree, Rabbi Nachman says that sometimes Shira is even more powerful than Torah. Because Shira unlocks certain parts of the neshama that just can only be accessed through music, through song. Know the words, don't know the words, it doesn't really matter about the words. But it's important for us to understand what's happening in the universe now. In just a couple of hours from now, there's going to be an Or Chadash Al Tzion Tayr. A new light. A light that we've been davening for 2 years. A light that we've been begging and pleading for 2 years. Is going to unfold in Meretz Hashem B'Shal Tova U'Mitzlachas 8 a.m. Eretz Yisrael time. 10.5 hours from now in Meretz Hashem. And just understand what's going to happen. Halavai, we hope with all of our hearts. We're going to see with our own eyes V'heshiv Levavos Abanim V'Lev Banim Alavosam. There are going to be fathers going home to their children, and there are going to be children going home to their fathers. That's what's going to unfold here in the world in just a couple of hours. Which means that there's a tremendous Eis Ratzon. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is allowing us to see this miracle, because it is a miracle, how... How could it be that people live through Gehenna? That people spend 2 years begate Salmavas? And I don't think there's one of us that over the course of the last 2 years didn't have the thought, they're not coming home. We all have those moments of Yeyosh. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu whispers down from Shemayim. And he says, why should you ever experience Yeyosh? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you have me. He says to us, how can you ever despair? We have the Melech Malchei Hamlachim. And the Ribono Shel Olam never forsakes his children. And so tomorrow morning, here's Hashem, the Heshev Lev Avos Abanim V'Lev Banim Al Avosam. And how incredibly amazing it'll be to see children running into the arms of their fathers and to see fathers running into the arms of their children. And even though we know that even with the 20 beautiful neshamas who are going to be released tomorrow, our pain doesn't subside. Because we still have to bring back all of our dead for Kvuras Yisrael. And then there's the thousands who will never return. And there are the families that will always remain in a broken state, bless you, in a broken state. But you know, sometimes the power of the Yid is you just have to be besimcha with what you got. And you can't lose yourself in what you lack. So there's a big simcha for Klal Yisrael tomorrow. And even though I know in my heart that it's not a complete simcha, it's not. It's not. There's still so much pain. But sometimes, you know, when everything is dark and you see a little bit of light, that little bit of light in the darkness reminds you that Emirat Hashem is not going to be dark forever. That the light will grow, the light will amplify. And Emirat Hashem, there really will be an Or Chadash Al Tzion Tayir. That great light that we've been yearning and pining for 2,000 years. That great light of a beautiful Bayis Shlishi. That great light of an Am Yisrael that always doesn't always have to contend with an external enemy. That great light that comes from Shalom and Achdus within our ranks. It certainly feels like that light is a lot closer than it's ever been. And then you see like the little crazy things that happen. That Syria decided that they're returning the remains of Eli Cohen. Levavos. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I promise. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I promise. I never forget you. I never let go of you. And even when everyone else forgets, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, think that Ribono Shel Olam ever forgot about his child buried in Syria? HaKadosh Baruch Hu never forgets. However, that's what we're seeing. It's Geula. It really is. And it's not a Schalta de Geula. Schalta de Geula started as the second Beis HaMikdash was in flames. The Geula already began. It's not a Schalta de Geula. Maybe it's the end. Maybe we're actually finally reaching the finish line. I feel it. The Mashiach is closer than ever. Closer than ever. And then on Leil Hoshana Rabba, we'll learn in just a little bit what happens on Leil Hoshana Rabba. The little petek. Right? Each of us has this, like a little piece of paper in which our din for the year is written. It's on Leil Hoshana Rabba that those pitkin, those little pieces of paper are delivered to the Beis Din Shalmala. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu receives it and he says, okay, I'm not dealing with this now. And he holds it for Rosh Hashanah Rabba, and he holds it until Shmini Atzeres. If you're a good chassid, he holds it to Simchas Torah. If you're an exceptional chassid, he'll hold it until Chanukah. If you're a truly devoted chassid, you'll get until Tu B'Shvat. If you work a little harder, he'll delay till Purim. Once it's Purim, you might as well wait till Pesach. And once it's Pesach, it's already Elul. that Ribono Shel Olam loves us more than we could ever imagine. And his love for his children and his commitment to his children is what we're seeing right in front of us now. This is our avoda on Nesel Hoshana Rabbah. The heavens are open. The heavens are open. This is an auspicious time for us to daven, just like Ne'ilah. Because when you see great things happening in the world, when you see the Hashgacha of Hashem, the Ge'ul of Hashem, the Chesed of Hashem, the Av of Hashem, that means that the gates of Shamayim are flung wide open. And when they're open like they are right now, let's jump in. Let's get in. Let's sing. Let's daven. Let's pour out our hearts, because Kadosh Baruch Hu, if you're bringing this much geula, just bring a little more. Just bring a little more. Make sure that all of our living and all of our dead are returned tomorrow. Make sure that Emirat Hashem, perhaps tomorrow we could close out this horrific chapter that began on Simchas Torah 2 years ago. Kadosh Baruch Hu, let us go into Simchas Torah ready to dance, Belev Shalem. Not with joy mixed with tears of sadness, but just complete simcha. Chaver, who knows? If we sing hard enough tonight, if we daven hard enough tonight, if we learn hard enough tonight, there's no telling what could happen. The gates of Shamayim are open. Fathers and children are being reunited with each other. It's our opportunity, Banim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem, to come a little closer to our Father tonight also. And if we do that, there's no telling what we could accomplish. So let's sing together. Let's daven together. And even if you don't know the words, Shira offers the opportunity for the most powerful meditative moments. Close your eyes. Think about what you need from Hashem. Think about what your family needs. Think about what your children need. And if you're one of the lucky few who has everything, Zachisa, think about what your people need. Because Klal Yisrael still needs a lot. And together, there is no telling what we could accomplish. So let's sing our way into Hoshana Rabbah. Let's sing our way into Shamayim. Let's sing our way into our Father's heart. And once we're there, Amir Hashem, may we be zocha to never have to leave.
Oh, Lay, 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 lay This year, with all the dumb shit,
We're gonna learn in just a moment, but before we learn, can we just one more piece? Shh, come everybody, come in. If you were here at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, so you heard that Yitzi composed a new song. I mean, not at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, although there has been music that has come from the Simchas Beis HaShoeva or from Lag BaOmer.
Part of the song Tanka did come from the shul. The middle part of the song is in here.
Really? Mamish. So it's a song that's called Talmidei Chachamim. So those of you who and I'll tell you, like when Yitzi and Eli were playing it at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, literally it was the first time in my life that I said to myself that this might be like Beis HaMikdash music. So Yitzi's going to tell us first, before he begins, he's going to tell us the words, the meaning of the words, and then you'll see it's a very easy tune to pick up. And I promise you, like, it's gonna change your life. It's going to mamash change your life, and it's going to become part of your neshama.
So the words are, you should all know, because we say them, you say them every day, but at least Ashkenaz every Shabbos. When you say Pitmak Teres, you end, or a few times in Shabbos. So Talmidim, Talmidim Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'alim, Shenemar, B'chol Banayich, Nimudei Hashem, Rav Shalom Banayich. And then at the end, we end, Hashem Oizayam, Yitin Hashem Yivarech Salam Ba'shalom. So the truth is, the song came to me first. I learned in a chabura. I was really born seeing you guys all part of a chabura here, so you understand the kayach chabura. And I was in this chabura for like maybe 6-8 months, and it was during the time of COVID that the chabura started online, because he really was saying a shiur live in Lakewood. And we had a Shabbos together for the first time. I never met the people. We were learning literally. We were all just squares, boxes on the computer screen. Some of the chaver knew each other from Lakewood, and we had the Shabbos in like must have been like 2021. Still with COVID was going on in New Jersey, this Lakewood thing, a little bit more lax than us in Rosh Hashanah.
It wasn't COVID in Lakewood.
Exactly. So we had this Shabbos, and when I first met all the B'nai Chabura, and I met Reb Shvili, this song popped into my head. And then, so that's two parts of this song. And then I was sitting here, Yanki Statman made a Sima Shas. I don't know when Sachti finished. It was here in the summer, and Eitan Katz was singing. Here.
Ksuvis.
This was at the end of Ksuvis. And in the middle of Eitan singing, so the third part of the song, which became the middle of this song. Because I was thinking, I think at the end of Masechta, or we say at the end of Masechta some of these words. So it became, but it's really about the kayach of Limud HaTorah, the kayach of having, attaching yourself, being dovak to a Talmid Chacham, you know, the kayach of what Talmid Chacham bring to our world. There's nothing like Torah. It's just we're about to have the Simchas Torah, Ataris Ladas. So that's the song, and it's a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And every year, if they connect to it, it's just, to me, like all my music, I say, if I think the Rebbeinu Shlom gives it to me, just that I should sing it to them. That's my avodah. And then hopefully others will also, if they connect to it, then it's, you know, it's even more of a matana for me. But that's...
Oh.
In a few minutes of Torah. Yeah. All right, we'll say we'll learn for a few minutes together, Meir Tzashem, and then we're going to try to finish Sefer Tehillim together also. So I know it's already a little bit late, but davening's late tomorrow, not till 6:30. Plenty of time. Plenty. Yeah, I'm sorry. 6:50 at Darken? Oh, right. No, we have some time. All right, we'll say. So there's a lot, though. Certainly a lot in here. I'm just going to show you one little piece, and then Emir Sashem will, if anyone else needs sheets. So I'm just going to share with you. This happens to be a really, just the sheets are yours, Emir Sashem, and I think it makes for some good study materials over the course of Hashanah Rabbah. The first couple of pages from a sefer called Sifsei Chaim. And in it, I just want to show you just the first part on page one, where it says the letter A. So he says over here so beautifully. He says, "Hakadmonim nasnu simin." Quotes in the pasuk in Amos, where the pasuk says, "Arye shag milo yira." If a lion roars, who is not going to be afraid? And obviously, the lion roars. Everybody is fearful. So he quotes over here something amazing. He says, "Shebeilu ha'arbas manim." Ha-remuzim b'rashay tevos aryeh. This aryeh actually stands for four different parts of the year. What does it stand for? Aleph is Elul. Resh is Rosh Hashanah. Yud is Yom Kippur. And He is Hoshanah Rabbah. Hoshanah Rabbah. So he says over here, so now you understand, aryeh shag, when these days call out, when these days call out, right, who's not going to be fearful? In other words, there are certain events that occur in the world, certain times, and you can't not be awakened, right? You can't not feel it. It awakens something in your neshama. And he says, on these days, Misorer Levav called Ish Yisraeli Lashuv El Hashem. On these days, again, there's such an awakening, such a Hisorus for tshuva. Va'orchem es hayom betfilos etachnunin ubetara. And ultimately, again, and that's on Hoshanah Rabbah, like tomorrow morning, we'll see that the davening is very Yamim Noraim-esque, right? The Nigunim, ultimately are the Gunim of Yom Kippur. The Chazan is going to wear a kittel. In fact, many have the custom, not just the Chazan, to wear a kittel for davening during Hoshanah Rabbah. There's something about this day. So the Shaila is, so what is it? In other words, Elul, I understand what Elul is. Last month of the year, preparation for the new year. Rosh Hashanah, day of judgment. Yom Kippur, day of forgiveness. But what is Hoshanah Rabbah? Like, for us, remember, again, it's also interesting because it's also Chol HaMoed, right? It's also in the middle of the Yom Tov of Sukkot. So what exactly is the profundity of the day? Look at paragraph B. He says, V'atam ha'poshatu, kevan sha'amru zal shebechag ha'sukos nidonin alamayim. Lachin bahagia yom ha'achron shol shiva simeach chag shebo nigmar adim al ha'mayim marbin bo tfilo b'tachnun en kevan shakol chaya adam tuluyim b'mayim v'akol holich achar achisum. So again, on a simple level, remember that on Sukkot we are judged for water. We're judged for rainfall. HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us for different things. You know, it's interesting. We think about the day of judgment. Rosh Hashanah is the day of judgment. Well, obviously, again, it's judging for life and death, parnasa, different things like that. But then there are other things where HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges it at different intervals. So, for example, Sukkis, Chazal tell us, is Bechag Nidonan Alamayim. On Sukkis, we are judged regarding the amount of rainfall we're going to receive during the year, which, of course, is such a fascinating idea. Because remember, again, if there's one thing you don't really want on Sukkis, it's rain, right? Which, by the way, I just want to point out how incredible it was that really up until this evening, you know, such hashgacha, we ended up eating dinner at my house like a little bit early. So like about 10 minutes in, it started to rain. So, okay, so Baruch Hashem, I'm not proud of this, but I just finished up everything very quickly. I'm feeling the after effects of it now. I'm not as young as I used to be, right? But like, you think about it, it's the first sukkah in a very long time that I remember just not having had to miss a meal in the sukkah so far. Halavai. We should just continue that way. But it's interesting because on one hand, sukkah is this yomtiv where on one hand, it's the time where we're judged for rain, yet we don't want rain, which is why, in general, we wait until Shmini Atzeres for the tefillah of Geshem, right? We do that on Geshem, on for rain, on Shmini Atzeres, because Shmini Atzeres, right, there's no more din of Sukkah. So on the most basic level, he writes that perhaps the essence of Hoshana Rabbah is that ultimately, again, we are judged for rainfall, and obviously rainfall is life. Rain is life. Water is life. And as such, it has a certain, almost like Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur element to it. But look at paragraph C, and this is very beautiful. I alluded to this before. Achin Bezar HaKadosh, Heir Einenu Begodol Skulas Hayom. But the Zohar brings down a different dimension of this day. Shalachin Marbin B'Tfilah B'Yom Hazeh. And I will say, by the way, I just want to point out, this happens to be a beautiful Sefer Sifsei Chayim. You'll take the sheets with you if you'd like. There's so much other stuff on this stuff. There's so much other beautiful Torah on this page that, again, will just enhance. So feel free, of course, stay with you. He says as follows. Turn the page. Page. Now I'm up to paragraph E on top. Oh, there on page 2. Nasa chose maklali akol hamaoros shela adam b'chol hashana haba. The Zohar brings down something different. The Zohar says, in fact, it's not just rainfall. We're used to thinking, as I mentioned before, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides our din, our judgment for the year on Rosh Hashanah. And then ultimately, again, that judgment is sealed on Yom Kippur. The Zohar brings down it's not true. I mean, it's true, but it's not fully sealed. In fact, the judgment is still open up until Hoshana Rabbah. Judgment is open. Paragraph F. Fa'inyenu, devechodesh hazeh, and this is really very beautiful. He says, in this month of Tishrei, yesh beis avodos chashuvos sha'al yideim nasis ha'achan ar'oil yichud agadol b'shmini atzeres. Now, interestingly enough, the month of Tishrei itself has two different types of avoda, two different types of spiritual service. Paragraph G. On one hand, avoda rishona, lasok b'sur meira. Basar yomim merash Hashanah v'ayomim kipurim shi'avoda miyira va'al yidei zeh nischakim nechtochim v'nifrodim koach adinim v'agvuros v'nivne koma malchus. To turn the page. Page 3, paragraph Chei Shemayim v'agvuros kedoshos. So let me just say this outside a little bit. He says so beautifully, from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, really it's about Sur Meira. It's about the cessation of negative things. Right? Think about this for just a moment. There's nothing really active that we do on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. What do I mean by that? Right, Rosh Hashanah, what do we have? What do we have? Shofar. But even shofar, how do you perform the mitzvah of shofar? How do you perform it? Right, you listen, you're passive. Right, you're passive. Yom Kippur is, remember, we'll say, what's the ikar of Yom Kippur? Ikar of Yom Kippur? Fasting. Is the fasting. Which again, remember, that's why, let's say a person is a terrible faster. See, either I'm going to fast and stay in bed the whole day, or come to shul, you know, and not be able to fast. You stay home. It is better to stay in bed and sleep an entire Yom Kippur and fast. You're thinking like, I knew it all these years, right? I knew that. I've been doing that my whole life. So understand, which is fascinating. So if you think about it from like a spiritual perspective, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are very passive. In other words, there's not really active mitzvos that I'm doing, and that's by design. Because the Zohar posits, that the ikar of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is Sur Meira. I have to identify the things that are holding me back, and I need to stop doing them. Why is that the first step? This is very important. If you don't have Sur Meira, if you don't identify and remove the negative things, then what's the problem? It's really hard to get life traction. Right? It's what Chazal call tovel v'sheretz biyado. Person goes to the manager, person goes to the mikvah. Important to go to the mikvah on Hoshana Rabbah, important to go to the mikvah before Shmini Atzeres. Person goes to the mikvah, and you're holding a dead rodent in your hand. And you go up and down, 26 times, 36 times, 72 times, whatever you're doing, right? What's your status when you come out of the mikvah? Was tummy. Why? Because you're holding on to the source of impurity. So it's an incredible metaphor for life, because a lot of times what ends up happening is we want to grow, we want to do, but we're unwilling to let go of the things that are holding us back. We're willing to let go of the behaviors, the mindsets, the approaches. And so the Zohar says, the avod of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is, what is your rodent? Yeah, I forget to say that, right? What's your dead rodent, right? What is your dead rodent that is holding you back? And the entire avod of Yamim Noraim is, let it go. See, it's interesting, right? Because people have it all wrong. It's so interesting. We come to El Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and like there's an excitement. And often, how do people channel that excitement? I'm taking on this, I'm taking on that, right? People take on a million things. And then what happens? Right? Pretty much like by Erev Sukkis, I'm burnt out, right? I'm exhausted, I'm upset, I missed 3 days of this, I missed 4 days of this, right? Because that's not the avoda. The avoda of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is not taking anything on. That's not what it is. The avoda of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is introspection to figure out, what's your dead rodent? What's your sheretz? And do you have the courage to let it go? That's it. Don't start anything new. Don't take on any new behaviors. Don't make any new promises for new things you're going to do in the future. What's holding you back? What's keeping you mired and shackled in your personalistic impurity? Identify it and find the courage to let it go. Paragraph K. He says, Avod Hashnia, but then we come to Sukkis. What happens by Sukkis? He says, La'asok ba'asei tov. Amazingly enough, right after Yom Kippur is over, right, there's a fascinating transition. What's the halacha? What does the Shulchan Aruch say? What are you supposed to do on Matzah Yom Kippur? What are you supposed to do? Build your sukkah. Why? Because on Matzah Yom Kippur, we flip a switch. We go from what the Zohar calls sur meira, which is avoidance of negative things, letting go of your dead rodent, to now actively building up positive spiritual behaviors. So that's why right after Yom Kippur is over, I need to do something. I must say, if you think about it, by the way, from a mitzvah perspective, there is no more frenetic time of year than the time than pre-Sukkis. Now, and you might be thinking to yourself, it's not true, Pesach. But Pesach is very different. Why is Pesach different? There's nothing that comes before it. Right? Remember, again, when can you start preparing for Pesach? When can you start? Whenever you want, right? In other words, whenever you want. In other words, whatever runway you want, you could have. Sukkis is not like that. The avoda of Sukkis begins on Matzah Yom Kippur. So if you think about it, you have a relatively compacted runway, a very short runway, to get done a lot of stuff. I got to put up my sukkah. I have to get lulav and esrog. I have to write all simchas yomtiv. All the different things we're obligated to do in a very... Why is it such a frenetic pace? Because I flipped that switch. Whereas Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, sur meira, avoid evil, identify your personalistic rodent and let it go. Then I come ultimately again to Sukkis, or after Yom Kippur Sukkis, and it's aseh tov. It's about switching into this mindset of, how could I accumulate more personalistic good through the performance of dynamic spiritual activity? And when we go that, he says, "Va'idezeh milamala hishpasa hasodim kedei livnos ulechonein komas ma bless you malchushmaim chasodim." So ultimately, again, in that way, the same way that we transition into aseh tov, doing good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu transitions into aseh tov, doing good with us as well. Skip to paragraph L. Therefore, he says, "Lachin ata b'leil Hoshana Rabba, karov lechatzos alayla, mechaskim esachos yishon." So something amazing happens. When we get to Hoshana Rabba, which I will say is the last day of Sukkis, right? Because remember, Shmini Atzeres is a regal b'tnei atzma. Shmini Atzeres is its own yantif. See, in Chutz La'aretz, it's a little bit blended into Sukkis because we still sit in the sukkah, unless you have a family minhag. To the contrary, we usually still sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres as well. So it's blended. But like in Eretz Yisrael, Hoshana Rabba, last day of Sukkis. No one's sitting in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres in Eretz Yisrael. Different yantif. So now what happens? You come to Hoshana Rabbah, now I've completed all of the avoda I need to do to secure a successful judgment. I have the sur meira of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, right? I have, again, the letting go of my personalistic dead rodent, identify things that are holding me back, just let it go. That's part one. And now I have the Aseh Tov, the positive dynamic activity that comes in the aftermath of Sukkot through the Yom Tov of Sukkot. So that by the time I come to Hoshana Rabbah, now I'm ready for God to judge me. Now I'm ready. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, I wasn't ready because it only had part of the picture. But now that I have this Sur Meirah, avoidance of evil, and Aseh Tov, performance of dynamic positive activity, now I'm ready to go. Now I'm ready to judge. And therefore, paragraph M, he says, V'tekif, achar gemara chosim. So what happens? That's why, amazingly enough, on Hoshana Rabbah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and he signs our judgment. Right? So again, he says, there's a chosim, right? He signs our judgment for the year, and there's a signature. What happens? Was it look at paragraph M? This is all from the Zohar. Nimsarim hapitkim shebahem nichta v'nechtam apsakdin l'shluchim hamamunim l'kaimes apsaka nichta v'nechtam. So the little piece of paper that has my judgment in it is handed over to the angels who are charged with the execution, right? Delivery and ultimately execution of my judgment. Ach gila lanu. Turn the page. Page 4. Ach gila lanu. Paragraph N. Maran Arizal. Right, but the Arizal says something amazing. Tegam achar shapitkin kvar nimsarin. Even after the petek, the little piece of paper with my judgment, has been handed over to the Beis Din Shalom, the celestial court, adayin ein hashluchim yecholin lekayim psak lo tov chas v'shalom kinitin lanu min hashamayim arichos hazman lashuv b'tshuva. Kol Yom Hoshana Rabbah Ad Yom Shmini Atzeres Be'ez Tfilas Mosaf. Kodesh Baruch Hu does another chesed with us. As much as Hoshana Rabbah really is the end of judgment, and literally again the pieces of paper with our personal verdict are delivered to the celestial court, Hashem, so to speak, what's the term? There's a stay in judgment, right? He puts a stay in judgment and he says to the celestial court, don't do anything with that until Mosaf on Shmini Atzeres. So not only does Hashem delay judgment through Hoshana Rabbah to the end of Hoshana Rabbah, but ultimately again through what's Musaf on Shmini Atzeres? What's Musaf Shmini Atzeres? Like we said before, Geshem. Geshem, the Tefillah of Geshem, the Geshem for rain. So all of these worlds are coming together, right? The world is being judged for rain, and I'm being judged for the coming year. He goes on, he says, Sha'ad az adayin yichom lahachzir samamuna likroa es hapiska lo tova. So what ends up happening is like this. Hashem says to the messengers who have the petek, right, who have the piece of paper with my judgment, what does he say? He says, don't deliver to the Beis Din Shamal, to celestial court, until Musaf on Shmini Atzeres. Now what does that mean? Before that judgment is delivered to the court, what could happen? It could be torn up. Which means that I could do tshuva. I could do tshuva and change my destiny up until Musaf on Shmini Atzeres. Hashem tells the messengers, hold it, don't give it to the Beis Din Shamala. He goes on, he says, Ulishanos esatzirufin shela pitkin letov. You could change what is written in your petek, what is written in your note. You could change what is written in your verdict. He says, how do you change it? I don't know the letters of the letters. Look what the Arizal writes. Kigon, lehafech tevas nega l'oneg. Okiyotze vazeh. Right? What does the word nega? The word nega means an affliction. But the same letters, if you turn it around, say oneg. What does oneg mean? Oneg means joy, to rejoice. So the Rebbe says something amazing. You can't change the letters that are written on the piece of paper. But what you can change is the arrangement of the letters. And you could always make oneg out of nega. Somehow, someway, the letters can always be arranged, ultimately, to go ahead and to provide a positive result. Lazeh, Nikra Kol Yom, page 5. Lazeh, Nikra Kol Yom HaLazeh, B'Shem Yom HaChosem, Kevan Shebechol HaYom Adan Yichol LaHafech Es HaChosem L'Tov. Sif Rabbo said, this is the power of Hoshana Rabbah. And by the way, the name also, why is the day called Hoshana Rabbah? So first of all, some say because we take a bundle of Aravos on that day, right? Take a bundle of Aravos, and an Arava was called the Hoshana. So he called it Hoshana. But the word Hoshana literally means what? Save us. So what day is it? It's the day of Hoshana Rabbah, the day of great Savior. Here, I thought that my judgment was done. I thought that my fate was sealed. And it turns out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu this whole time has told the messengers, hold Silber's petek in your hand. Don't give in the verdict. Hold it. And because it has not been given into the Beis Din Shalmala, I have the power to change the ultimately again the nega, ultimately again to oneg. And I will say that is the power of Hoshana Rabbah. And that's why, again, day of great saviors. And the incredible part is the chesed of Hashem is that, like we saw, like Arizal said, it doesn't just go to Hoshana, but it goes to Shmini Atzeres. But it was like many things in life. Don't procrastinate. Now, it sounds funny to say that we shouldn't procrastinate, given the fact that I think we all said that on Yom Kippur. We all said that on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, maybe say it differently. Let's not procrastinate anymore. And I will say, this is the greatness of this day. And that's why, again, that's why we stay up a little bit later, a lot later, learning a little bit, singing a little bit, tomorrow davening, whatever you're going to do. You know, it's hard because I know probably a lot of us have to go to work tomorrow. And, you know, there's like a little bit of, it's hard to be holy and spiritual, thinking about lofty things, you know, when you're dealing with the daily grind. But to carve out some time, whether it's getting up a little bit earlier in the morning before the day starts, just to meditate on this and to figure out what do I need to do in my life to change my nega to oneg. What do I need to do in my life ultimately just to try to go ahead and change a negative verdict to something positive? So whether it's early in the morning, whether it's in the afternoon, and this is why, again, we try to do whatever we can in this day, Emir Tzashem, to turn things around. This is the last day of ultimately the Asei Tov. And when we get to Hoshana Rabbah, we've completed the unit of tshuva. I have the Sur Meirah of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the letting go of my personalistic dead rodent. I got that. I identified. And if I haven't let go yet, okay, there's still time. I have the Asei Tov of Sukkah, Lulav, Esrog, Simchas Yom Tov. And now together for the first time in this new year, I have a complete cohesive spiritual identity. And with just a little bit more effort and a little bit more push and a little bit more energy, we could change the order of the letters in our little note in Shamayim to be a message and a verdict of bracha, of simcha, and of hatzlacha. So we should be zocha meretz Hashem to utilize this day to the best of our ability, to maximize this day to the best of our ability, to truly make it a Hoshana Rabbah, a day of great salvations. We have accomplished so much in the last few weeks. And just in the beginning of this year, already we have a fully baked spiritual persona made up of Sur Meirah and Asei Tov. With just a little bit more effort to this day on Hoshana Rabbah, just a little bit more effort tonight and tomorrow, there is no telling what we could accomplish, and there is no telling what we could have written in our personal verdict. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should the Meretz Hashem seal all of us, together with our families, together with all of Klal Yisrael, the Meretz Hashem, for a year filled with mazel, with bracha, with simcha. All of our hostages, should the Meretz Hashem be returned b'shalom and b'karov. Our holy soldiers should be successful b'chol ma'aseh edem, should come back to their families b'shalom and b'karov. Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael should only know shalom. Hashem should bench each of us in our ruchnius and in our gashmius. We should be zochet to shalom bayis. We should be zochet to have nachas from our children. We should be zochet to have children. We should be zochet to build beautiful Yiddish homes filled with ruchnius. And most of all, like David HaMelech says, we should be zochet to a year. David HaMelech said, Achos sha'alti me'es Hashem osavakesh. David HaMelech says, I don't need a whole laundry list of things. I have one thing I ask for. Shifti beveis Hashem, kol yimei chayai. Just let me be close to you, Hashem. Because if I could be close to you, if I have closeness to Hashem, then in reality, I have everything else that I need. So we should be zochei meretz Hashem to a beautiful year of shifti beveis Hashem, kol yimei Hashana, and kol yimei chayai. Sheyach Elosef. Elosef, if everyone has just literally a few more minutes, if we could just say Sefer Tehillim, here's what I think we could do. Let's just Ma'ariv. So let's do Tehillim for 10 minutes and then Ma'ariv. Good? One's good with that? Good. So I think if you have on your phone or...